On April 5th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 59. Welcome, Bridge Friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Welcome to day 6 on Avoidance, Elimination, and End Plays. Today we'll be talking about partial elimination throw-in plays. Yes, we'd like to pull Trump, and yes, we'd like to eliminate two side suits. Such is not always the life, and sometimes we can't discard a side suit loser on loser. Enter the partial elimination throw-in. Okay, let's begin. On our classic throw-in and end play, we have extra trump, perhaps a 5-4, maybe even a longer trump suit. We can pull trump early on. We have mirrored or nearly mirrored side suits, which are not a benefit. We normally like to have longer suits, ones that we can promote and pitch some losers. Such is not the case when we need to use our classic throw-in and end play strategy. So we have the ability to strip or to void two of the side suits. This limits the opponent's options. They must either give the declarer the old classic rough and slough, where we get a chance to pitch on one of the hands, or the opponent on lead needs to either finesse themselves or their partner. When we have an incomplete elimination, a partial elimination, we've got a problem. Perhaps we have an insufficient number of trump. Perhaps we've got an extra loser, or worse, perhaps both. If we're unable to strip both of the side suits, we need to have some kind of different sort of strategy. Maybe we have a 5-3 trump suit in the major suit normally, or maybe we have a bad trump split, a 4-1, that 28% chance, a 3-1 split, which is 50% of the time, or perhaps a 3-0 split, 22% chance there. And as we run low on trump, perhaps we have a lack of dummy entries, or maybe we just have a 5-3 or a 4-card side suit loser. Or perhaps we're just stuck. We have one too many losers and we need help. So let's let the partial elimination play come to our rescue. Well, we have some good news. We're going to parallel our existing tactics we used on avoidance, elimination, and end plays. We're going to pull a sufficient number of trump. Typically, we're going to leave one outstanding in this case. We're going to strip down one of the side suits. Yes, we'd like to strip down two side suits, but in this case, we unfortunately have too many losers and can't use our typical tried and true tactic. So we're going to have to settle for stripping down one of the side suits. We are, of course, going to keep our dangerous opponent off the lead, and we are going to anticipate the non-dangerous opponent becoming the leader with a void on the other side suit. We're going to do a throw-in to that non-dangerous opponent into the lead, as we traditionally have. And we're going to have our traditional end play, the old rough and slough, or give us a finesse. On our first scenario, we'll have one side suit in jeopardy, and we're going to also need to do a finesse. So we're going to throw the non-dangerous opponent in the lead if everything works well. We are in a 6-spade contract, and in the south hand, for the declarer, we have a potentially 2-diamond losers. In the spade trump suit, we begin with 9-trump. We play the ace and the king. We're down to the 10 in the dummy, and we have one outstanding spade in one of the opponent's hands. If we pull the last trump, then we'll no longer have a threat card left in the dummy. So as much as we'd like to pull that last trump, we're going to have to leave it outstanding at this time. So as normal, we're going to go ahead and strip down the side suit. We've stripped down that club suit, so we're void in both hands. So we complete it with the throw-in play. We play the heart 10 with the expectation and hope that West Hand has the queen and the jack in this case. We will also on this play pitch our diamond loser. So we're down to the ace and the queen. If all works well, then West will have to either play a heart, in which case we'll pitch the queen and rough and then pull the rest of the trump, or West will have to play a diamond, either finessing their king of diamonds, or if the king of diamonds was in the east hand all along, then fine, we get our normal finesse and we make the slam. Okay, let's take a look at the next scenario. Sometimes the cards just don't cooperate for us. We might have a situation where either opponent can be dangerous, where there's no opportunity for finesses, and there are two side suits that are potentially in jeopardy. What are we going to do about that? Well, let's take a look. On this hand, we're in a 6-club contract, and the good news is we've pulled trump. So we have in both the north and the south hand a trump threat. The bad news? Well, both the red suits, both hearts and diamonds, both in the north and south hand, We have losers. We cannot strip them out. We have one loser in each of the side suits. As you know, we normally like to remove losers on two of the side suits. We've stripped down two suits. In this case, no such luck here. In both red suits, we have losers. So the best we could do would be to strip down the spade suit. We did strip that suit down, and now it's time to make our play. So we are going to execute our throw-in play. The question is which one to throw in. In some situations, it might be beneficial to throw one in or the other. If we weren't able to get a count on the opponent's hands, though, we're not sure which one to play. And by the way, there is no loser to pitch. When we play from one side, we have to play from the other hand as well. But as you can see on this hand, luck was with us. In one hand, there was four hearts, no diamonds. In the other hand, there were three diamonds and no hearts. So whatever suit we play, good graces are with us. If East gets in, they'll have to either play a diamond or a spade, in which case we're going to rough on one side and pitch on the other. If we play a heart, West gets in, they must play a heart. We will pitch a diamond and rough on the other hand, making our slam. And with our storybook ending, we've made another slam. So as we've discussed before on our loser-on-loser end play, when we have a partial elimination end play, we have nothing to lose by trying, and we require an extra trick to make the contract, perhaps a game, perhaps a slam. We need to beware of the dangerous opponent, not in every case, but as you saw, in some of them, and we can find that based upon the bidding, play, tennis holdings, or just a little bit of good luck. We have mirrored side suits, in this case, only in one suit, and counting and discards can be our friend. And as before, timing is critical. We have to know when to throw in the opponents. We have to first eliminate the opponent's side suit options, at least one side suit, and hopefully we'll get a bit of good fortune on the other side suit. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson for our free, premium, and ultra members. On our next segment, we will analyze bidding and play based upon our avoidance, elimination, and play series. For our premium and ultra members, in part three, we will have more exciting hands and commentary dealing with partial elimination throw-in plays. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.